Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 18, Episode 8, Men Get Abused Too. When discussing abuse in intimate relationships, the prevalent narrative typically revolves around female victims, which, while obviously a crucial discussion to have, often overshadows the reality that men can also be victims of physical and verbal abuse. This under-recognized issue is a significant barrier to seeking help and support for many men who suffer in silence due to the social stigma attached to being a male victim. You might find the statistics surprising, I know I did. About 1 in 4, 25.7%, have experienced physical assault by a partner at some point in their life, indicating that men can also be victims of physical abuse in intimate relationships. Additionally, 1 in 3 victims of domestic abuse are males, showcasing the significant prevalence of both physical and emotional abuse against men in intimate settings. Physical abuse against men in relationships can range from slapping, hitting, and shoving to more severe forms of violence. It's a common misconception that men, by virtue of their physical strength, cannot be victims of such abuse or that such incidents are less harmful to them. However, the impact of physical abuse is profound regardless of gender and can leave lasting physical and psychological scars. Men may feel embarrassed to report these incidents, fearing they won't be taken seriously, or worse, that they'll be ridiculed or accused of being the perpetrator. Verbal abuse is another aspect where men are victimized, often through derogatory remarks, insults, and threats. This form of abuse can be as damaging as physical violence, as it can undermine a man's self-esteem and mental well-being. Men may experience persistent criticism, public humiliation, and controlling behaviors that isolate them from friends and family, effectively trapping them in the abusive environment. Also, societal expectations of masculinity can make it particularly challenging for men to come forward. Traditional gender roles often dictate that men should be strong, stoic, and in control. Admitting to being abused by a partner, well, it can be seen as a failure to meet these standards, leading to a deep sense of shame and a belief that they won't be believed or supported. This is compounded by a lack of resources and support systems tailored to male victims, as most services are designed with women in mind. The legal system, too, may exhibit biases that complicate a man's decision to seek help. Law enforcement and other officials may have preconceived notions about the dynamics of domestic abuse, resulting in men being less likely to be viewed as victims. These biases can lead to a lack of protective measures for men, making it harder for them to break free from abusive situations. Breaking the cycle of abuse for men begins with acknowledging the issue and creating an environment where men can speak openly without fear of judgment. Education and awareness campaigns are essential to challenge and change the harmful stereotypes that contribute to the stigma. These campaigns should also stress that abuse of any form is unacceptable, regardless of gender. Furthermore, accessing resources specifically for male victims of abuse is critical. This includes shelters, hotlines, counseling services, and support groups that cater to the unique challenges men face. Such resources not only provide much-needed support, but also validate men's experiences and reinforce that they are not alone. Healthcare professionals play a pivotal role in identifying victims of abuse and offering help. Training on how to recognize signs of abuse in men and understanding how to approach the subject with sensitivity can lead to more men receiving the help they need. Friends and family members can also be vital support networks for male victims of abuse. By offering a non-judgmental space for men to share their experiences, loved ones can encourage men to seek help and provide emotional support necessary to navigate the healing process. So to summarize, physical and verbal abuse against men in intimate relationships is a serious yet often overlooked issue. To address this, society must shift its perspective on masculinity and victimhood, creating supportive environments for male victims to come forward and develop resources that address their specific needs. Only then can we hope to eradicate the stigma and provide all victims of abuse, regardless of gender, with the support and respect they deserve. It's time to amplify the conversation around male victims of domestic abuse and take meaningful steps to support them. And when it comes to deciding whether to stay or leave a relationship, if there's abuse, Just as it may be the best choice for a woman to leave an abusive relationship, the same argument can be made when the victim of abuse is male.